You'd think that as a video game podcaster and comedian, my life is all fun and games. And honestly, you'd be right. About 90% of the time, it's pretty sweet. But every morning, I deal with something very, very serious. My face. You don't become an Edmonton Six overnight. It takes work. And in my case, it takes good facial hair. And fortunately, I have a great facial hair tag team partner in Harry's. Hit up harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set and see what I'm talking about. Harry saw the tire fire that the shaving market had become and asked, how did it get like this? Crappy plastic razors, overpriced blades, all locked up like gold bars. And they said, no, we can fix this. And damn it, they did. Harry's ships premium quality razors right to your door. About once a month, I check my mail and there's that little box with everything I need to keep my kid presentable status. The blades stay sharp longer, which means an easier time getting my face in order in the morning. And the razors don't look like a dumb piece of plastic that a junior high schooler uses to take care of their peach fuzz. You have the facial hair of a man now. Shave like one. I actually leave my razor handle on the bathroom counter all the time just because it looks so damn classy. Harry's blades are German engineered and they're made to last. They're the best blades on the market for the best price, and you don't even have to go out to get them. Set your delivery schedule and shave like a king. I know it sounds sarcastic, but I'm being serious. I've used Harry's forever. These blades are really freaking good. Highest reviews in the industry, a money back guarantee that you're not going to need, and a subscription that you can cancel anytime you want. Getting ripped off isn't funny. Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/RTG. That's harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Remember the Game. It's my retro gaming podcast where every week, a buddy of mine and I sit down and geek out about games we played back in the day. My name is Adam Blank. Thank you guys so much for listening. This week, it is the historic, hilarious episode 69. I am never going to grow up. That is always going to be funny to me. And we are talking the Twisted Metal series, number 1 through number 4. Not really that much of a difference. It's like the Tony Hawk series. You talk one, you talk a bunch. We're going to save Black for its own episode because that is the definitive Twisted Metal game. But this week we're talking Twisted Metal 1 through 4. My pal Andre is here. You guys know I'm going to ramble for a few minutes before then. Also, shout out to my buddy Chris who suggested we talk Leisure Suit Larry for episode 69. And that would have been hilarious, but I don't really know enough about that game. And this is a very highbrow podcast, sir, as you guys all fucking know. And I'm aware of the irony of saying fucking, well, calling my podcast high class. It's Monday when I'm recording this, which is fucking me up. Usually, I mean, for anyone, here's a little bit a peek behind the scenes at Remember the Game Enterprises. I think I've told this on here before, but like, we usually record these in like a session, all in like a 2-week bender when I'm home, because I'm on the road for work a lot, where I'll just get a ton of people over and we'll talk about a bunch of episodes. And now I've got the meat of the episodes. Oh yeah, by the way, speaking of the meat of the episode, I know some people don't like to listen to all the rambling. I should have mentioned this a minute ago. If you look in the description of the podcast, you'll see a timestamp you could skip to if you just want to hear about the video game and you don't want to hear me ramble. But usually I do a bunch of episodes at once, and then every Tuesday I go and record my intro, my outro, edit the bad boy together, and then it finds its way into your ears on Wednesday. But I'm busy tomorrow, which would be Tuesday, and as you hear this, that would have been yesterday because it's Wednesday. So anyway, it's Monday the 21st of October right now, and it's fucking me right up, but I'm not gonna be home tomorrow, so I have to get this thing done now because I love you guys so much. I gotta get it recorded. It's been a busy week, and again, I know I'm trying to talk, most of this intro is gonna be about video games, I promise, but just I do want to dip my toe into the comedy world, which I know I do a little more frequently than I used to, but I get a lot of questions about it, so I don't know, and it's cool to talk about sometimes. I just spent the weekend performing at the Edmonton Comedy Festival, and there's a reason I'm bringing that up. It was awesome. I'll be honest with you guys, 4 years ago, I had never done stand-up comedy. My first set was January 21st of 2016. So I'm coming up on my four-year birthday in comedy. But if you told me 4 years ago that I would get to be not only like a guest, but like hosting in theaters shows for the festival in my hometown of comedy, I would not have believed you. And it was really fucking cool experience. I met some cool comics from all across North America, had a lot of fun, worked with some of my buddies. And so just quickly, I know a few listeners of the show came out to some of the shows. A few listeners of the podcast came out to some of the comedy shows. And so thank you all for coming out and saying hi afterwards. That was really, really, really a trip to me when someone comes up to me at a comedy show and they know the podcast. That is just like the fucking coolest thing in the world to me. Like you can hear the smile in my voice. So thank you guys all so much. And just quickly to anyone that's been DMing me on any of my social media that I have been kind of slacking on replies, I'm sorry about that. It was just a busy weekend with the festival. Plus our fucking washing machine broke and I spent half of my Saturday vacuuming like fucking a washer machine full of dirty water out of my goddamn washing machines. We have a new one of those. I spent a fucking day of my weekend shopping for washer and dryer. And if you want to like talk about boring adult stuff, like that's it. Fuck me, man. Like I could have used a podcast like this. At least when you shop for a TV or a couch, it's fun. A washer and dryer just fucking sucks. But anyway, so I know I missed out on a few DMs. I'm trying to catch up on them now. So thanks. Sorry about that. Thank you for your patience. Hopefully I've gotten back to everybody now. And feel free to DM me, you guys, on Twitter or Instagram. We're at MemberTheGame. We'll follow you back. Or find me at Facebook.com/RememberTheGame. And I love interacting with you guys. I've had a couple of people reach out to me, just new listeners over the last couple of days saying, hey, just really enjoy the show. And that always perks me up. So thanks a lot for doing that. And send me your questions, your comments, your topics, anything you want for the second Patreon episode that'll be going live next Monday, October 28th. It's the Q&A rambling one for October. I answer every single question, so don't hesitate. There's nothing too stupid. I can leave your name off it if you want me to. Just tell me that. And yeah, so if you want those, get them in because I'll probably be recording the show in the next 48 hours. So get them into me as soon as you possibly can, okay? All right, we'll talk some video games and then we'll get to Twisted Metal. I like IGN. I don't know. I don't know if a lot of you guys go there. I know they catch a lot of shit online. If by some incredible fluke you're listening to this podcast and don't know what IGN is, I don't know if they're around the world or not. I think they are. It's a video game website. It's IGN.com. That's where I listen to their Nintendo podcast every week. Some people ask me what podcasts I like. That's one of my go-tos is their Nintendo Voice Chat podcast. But I like them. I go there for reviews. I go there for news. Some people are like, you can't spell ignorant without IGN or fucking they're paid to give good reviews and blah, 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 blah. I don't really give a shit what you think of them. If you don't like them, don't go there. I do. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is they just posted an updated list of their top 100 games of all time. And that's a hard thing for anybody to do because it doesn't matter what game you give number one, someone's going to shit on it because their game isn't there. Right. So, I'm not going to say props to them for even having the balls to do it because I'm sure they're getting clicks out the ass over it. And that's why you do that. But I went there and read their updated list. And number one on their 100 games of all time, best 100 games of all time list is still, spoiler alert, I guess, if you haven't gone over there and looked at it yet. Skip 30 seconds. Super Mario World for the Super Nintendo and Link to the Past and Super Metroid are both in the top four as well. And I think that is fucking awesome and accurate because the Super Nintendo is the cat's ass. And I don't know. It excites me because Super Mario World is my favorite game of all time, as you all probably know. They added Breath of the Wild to the list. They put it in at number five, which I think is a good spot for it. And it's also right because Link to the Past is still in front of it and Link to the Past is still better. Please don't stop listening to my podcast. Unless you're an Ocarina of Time fan, then get the fuck out of here. No. So anyway, I don't know. Just go over, check it out. Let me know what you think. I've got some ideas about maybe doing a top 10 game list for like episode 100 or something. I don't know if anyone's interested in that. If you'd be interested in something like that, please let me know. You guys know I'm trying to do a couple more of those like discussion, editorial type episodes. I'm like waving my hands that you can't see. So I'm thinking about doing a game ranking list here in the next few months. So let me know if that's something you'd be interested in. Also, they were talking about WWE 2K20 that comes out right away. I'm a huge wrestling fan. I like wrestling games. One of the problems with being a Switch exclusive current gamer is that I don't really get wrestling games. But people are shitting all over 2K20. There's like all these like clips floating around the internet of how it looks like crap and there's glitches and it plays like ass and stuff like that. And for my money, No Mercy is still the pinnacle of wrestling video games. And when I say my money, I mean like an awful big chunk of the educated video game wrestling community's opinion, money. It's fucking, it's No Mercy, right? I mean, Here Comes the Pain, there's an argument, maybe a couple of the early SmackDown versus Raw games. I know Revenge is, everyone loves Revenge. I love Revenge, WCW, NWO Revenge, if you don't know. And hint, we've covered Here Comes the Pain, No Mercy, and Revenge in the archives, so check those out. Revenge is just a crappy, it's not crappy, but it's a lesser version of No Mercy. Let's just be honest. Unless you're a WCW fan, No Mercy's better. But I don't get why they can't make a good wrestling game today. And I don't know if the 2K games are good. I used to buy most of them, and I didn't hate them. I didn't love them. I didn't despise them. But I haven't bought one in a few years. Obviously, the one that came out to Switch, I think it was 18. They ported 2K18 to Switch, and it was like, it's universally considered the worst Switch game. It's fucking garbage. And so I'd rather not get the port than get a broken one that you're going to take like $70 of my money for. But I don't get why it's so hard. Like I mentioned it, I think last week, there's all these rumors that AEW, the new wrestling film company, is going to release like a No Mercy spinoff with their, and I fucking hope so. Like, just take the No Mercy engine and just update it and just make it good. I don't get, it's not hard. We love it. Just give us a bunch of wrestlers and let us have a normal story mode and just fuck. And speaking of franchises that should have more good video games, I saw a cool thing. I'm not going to get too into the details of it because I haven't played it yet, and it's something I'm going to look into playing here over the next week. I'm going to try to get it on my computer. I don't have a lot of ROM hardware on my computer, but I'm going to dink around to see if I can get it to work. There's like a new Ninja Turtle beat 'em up game that came out a few months ago. This dude, I'm going to find his, I should have, sorry guys, I should have had it ready. I'm just bringing it up right now. So anyway, he started out to make like basically like a Mario All-Stars of the original Turtles games, and then ended up just making Turtles games. And of course his fucking handle's not in the story I read. Anyway, you can find it over on my Twitter. It's at Member the Game. And basically he started out to make like a Mario All-Stars version of the original Ninja Turtle games, and then ended up just making his own Ninja Turtle game. It's completely free. It's got like all of the major characters in it. It looks awesome, and I'm gonna definitely give it a shot. I actually might reach out to him and see if I can. I'm sorry, I can't remember your name. Oh wait, maybe I have your name on my phone here. Oh fuck, I suck at this, eh? You're like, what the fuck? Merso X is what he goes by online. He or she, I don't know, they. Merso X is what they go by online. They made this game. I'm going to try playing it. Maybe I'm going to reach out to them and see if I can get them on the podcast. For if you don't know, I'm a Ninja Turtle diehard, and I also obviously love old video games, and this thing has me really excited. So again, check it out on our Twitter, @MemberTheGame. You'll see it there. There's a link. You can go and look at it, try playing it. Let me know what you think. It looks fucking rad, so I'm going to give it a shot. So that is what I hope to be playing. What am I playing? That would have been a smooth segue if I hadn't stumbled over the words. A little bit of Golf Story. I mentioned it last week. Pretty cool. It's like a retro-ish looking golf game, kind of like the Mario Golf game for the Game Boy Advance. It's good. Honestly, not as cool as I thought. It just, I'll get into it. We're going to do an episode on it, I'm pretty sure. It's fun. If you like that old video, that old golf mechanic of like the like three button presses, like your power meter and then your accuracy meter, it's cool. Just not enough golf for my liking, but I'll get into that down the road. It's fine. And then I also mentioned last week I picked up Dragon Quest Builders 2, which is kind of like Dragon Quest meets Minecraft, and it is fucking ruining my life. It's on my Switch too, so I can take it everywhere. And I find I'm spending more time on the toilet now because I've got Dragon Quest Builders 2, and I can't stop playing it. And I knew this was going to fucking happen, which is why I got rid of Minecraft and why I wouldn't buy Stardew Valley, and I refused to get into one of these endless games. And now I've gotten into one of these endless games, and fuck. So I'm up here like disciplined right now getting this podcast done. But then admittedly, I am going to sneak in some Dragon Quest Builders 2 before I go to my comedy show tonight. So that's what I've been playing. Golf Story and Dragon Quest Builders 2. And oh, Dragon Quest Builders 2. But that's now. We're talking then. And again, fuck, that would have been such a cool segue if I was good at this. We used to play Twisted Metal, and that's what we're talking about this week for episode 69, nice, of Remember the Game, Twisted Metal 1 through 4, the original PlayStation games. We're going to, I mean, we talk a little bit of Twisted Metal Black, but I tried to hold this one back because I would really like to give it its own episode, because I fucking love that game. But when I think of the PlayStation 1, I think of Metal Gear Solid, Tony Hawk, Final Fantasy, and Twisted Metal. And I played the fuck out of these, particularly 3 and 4. It's actually how I discovered Rob Zombie. Admittedly, guys, anyone that knows me in person might know this already. I am completely music illiterate. I like crappy, like I like Blink-182. I like Taylor Swift. I love pop music, NSYNC. I still listen to NSYNC. I just adore pop music. I don't listen to a lot of like the hard stuff, rock, things like that. I don't know a lot about it, but I have some Rob Zombie on my phone to this day, and it's because of these games, because I thought he was so cool and I loved his songs in these games and got me listening to Rob Zombie. My buddy Andre is back this week. He's been on the show many, many times, and we're talking car shooting with the Twisted Metal series. It loves it for me. I wish it was bigger, but we'll get more, like, I mean, I wish it was still around and it was a bigger franchise, but we'll get more into that in a second. I'm going to cue the music. There we go, you guys. Twisted Metal, the original one, released in North America on November 5th, 1995, about 2 months after the original PlayStation hit the market. One of the iconic original PlayStation franchises that sadly seems to have lost its way, but we're going to tell you about why it used to be awesome right now. Me and Andre, check it out. Here we go. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Podcasting's a weird job because I talk to you nerds all the time. Every day, I tell you all about my life, the good and the bad. The ugly, I kind of keep that offline. And it's not that I don't want to talk about it. I'd love to talk about it. I just need to pick and choose who I talk to. We all have stuff that just lives in our minds, rent-free, 24/7. Talking about them can really help because the longer you keep something bottled up, the more likely it is to blow. You've heard me say it before, and you're going to keep hearing me say it. Therapy is the way. Therapists can be that ear to bend when you really need to get something off your chest and don't know who to talk to. And BetterHelp is a great way to go about it. I don't BS you guys. I don't say I've used something if I've never used it. I've personally talked to a BetterHelp therapist about the stuff going on in my personal life, and I genuinely found it helpful. To have someone to talk to that doesn't have any skin in the game, that can just listen and try to help me come up with a roadmap to get through the tough times, it's just invaluable. It has seriously really helped me. I've talked to my therapist through video, and you can do it that way, or you can do it over the phone, or even just over chat. And they give you as many schedule options as possible so you can work a session in around your life. It's licensed therapy, as convenient as it gets. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/rememberthegame today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/rememberthegame. So I imagine this episode playing out kind of like our Tony Hawk one we did back in like the 30s or something. My guest this week is my pal Andre, returning to the show. How are you, buddy?
Happy to be here, man. I love doing this show.
Thanks, man. And yeah, you are. You're always happy when you get here. It's the best.
I mean, talk about video games, not man. It's one of my favorite things in the world.
Not that, like, not to the rest of my guests that are listening to this, not that you all show up and you're like assholes. I'm just saying, Andre's always just like, hey, man, he's so happy. It just cheers. I was kind of feeling mad today. It's kind of cloudy out. My back hurts. I was like, man, but now I'm fired up.
Why be sad?
There's
no point anymore.
And today we're talking the Twisted Metal series. And admittedly, I can't imagine we're going to break this down to just one Twisted Metal. They're all pretty similar. At least the first four are all fairly similar. So we're just going to cover the series and just get it out of the way today. Having said that, before we get too into the Twisted Metal games, do you have a favorite?
Three. I think I played between like a demo disc I got before the game came out and getting the game, because I didn't play the first two as they came out. I was... like my parents, when they first got me PlayStation, they were buying all my games.
Right.
So they're not going to get me the you know, they were worried about ratings and all that crap. But like, by the time Twisted Metal 3 came out, I was kind of renting my own games, all this stuff. And I played the demo disc that I just randomly got out of, like, probably a PlayStation magazine or something.
Those old Jam Pack discs?
Yeah, the Jam Pack. Yeah. I think, I'm pretty sure it was on one of there, and I played the crap out of level, and then I realized it's three. Okay, these games are out there, so I found them. I was at, I think it was Uptown Video, because I always rented there over Crescent. And I would rent those, and that's when I got loved. I learned to love that series. And 3 came out. I made it a point of getting my parents to buy it for me.
Yeah.
So I would have been like 10, 11, maybe somewhere. Yeah. So yeah. I made a point of getting that game.
That's funny. Cause like okay. So just quickly, maybe someday I will, we could do a whole episode of the show on those jam pack discs.
Oh my
Every
God.
Every single person listening to this that had a PS1 had a jam pack disc.
Oh, so,
if you were anything like me, that was the only game I had when I started. Cause I couldn't afford a game.
I surfed the crap out of Kijiji, and one person was just selling jam pack discs.
Oh, they were so awesome. Why don't people,
I was so tempted to buy it cause I just bought a PS2 to play some old games I really want to play.
Yeah.
And I was tempted to buy them.
It's so like they were so. I was just about to say, why aren't they still doing those? And then I was like, oh yeah, you moron! You can go onto the PSN and the eShop and download all the demos you want,
yeah.
And you don't have to buy a crappy magazine to get the fucking disc anymore. Yeah. So
like, don't get me wrong, that was kind of really nice. Like you want the magazine, but not knowing what games were coming until you looked inside the magazine, it would tell you what games are on the disc.
Yeah, yeah.
But not knowing until after you bought the magazine and getting it home, what games am I gonna get this month?
Dude, they were so good. I love how... Sorry, we are going to get back to Twisted Metal. But, like, I love how demos today... A lot of demos, when you play them now, especially if they're longer demos, like beefier ones, they'll save your progress. And then if you buy the actual game, they'll transfer what you played in the demo. Because
a lot of them are the first part of
the game. Right. You know, and I'm like, dude, that's... Like, demos are the shit. Why are more games...
Pokemon did it. They gave you a Pokemon for playing the demo.
Right.
But, like... And, like, these ones, it was just like, we're going to give you a level. And that's why Twisted Metal, I played it over and over again because it's just... And then once I actually played Twisted Metal 3, I knew every bit of that level.
Right, yeah,
like, because nothing, because I guess in games now, they could change something. They could put a demo with missing stuff.
Right.
But back then, no, you just got that level, piece of the game.
Yeah, it was literally like they right-click saved as a level under the disc and then sent it out.
Oh, very much so.
I was like that with Tony Hawk 2, man. I played the one level over and over. Oh, but anyway, so Twisted Metal. Okay, so you started with 3. It's funny because I actually started with 3 and 4 as well. And like... I remember playing them with my friends Miles and Sean, and we would play the fuck out of Resident Evil. So Twisted Metal 3 stands out to me. And okay, and I looked up because I was curious. Like, when was the last time you played a Twisted Metal game?
Think Black from PS on PS2.
Okay, and for the record, and we're not gonna that one. I would like to save for its own episode.
Yeah, because we're just talking the classic ones.
We're talking the original 4. Twisted Metal Black is the best Twisted Metal game.
Oh, I hear
love that game. But for the 4 of them, like I haven't played one of those games in. It's got to be almost like Twisted Metal 4 came out in 1999. It's probably been 2000 since I played any of these games.
Yeah.
I tried the original one on my PlayStation Classic for the first time.
Well, just the system alone makes all games shitty.
Yeah, the PlayStation Classic is a turd. But I tried playing I've never played the very first one. I played 2, 3, and 4. I never played
like,
1.
I know I've played, but I don't know how. Like 3 was my game. The 3 was the one I played the most, and then I know I evolved 4. I know I rented 1 and 2, but I don't know how much I played of those ones.
Well, it's crazy because like a lot of reading about these games getting ready for this podcast, like a lot of people consider 3 and 4 amongst the worst of the games. Like I'm looking at a list right now and they have 3 and 4 as the bottom 2.
Oh.
And they've got 1 and 2 up near the top behind Twisted Metal Black. And maybe it's just what you grew up on, but I was like Twisted Metal 1, admittedly, and this is a problem with a lot of early PlayStation games and a lot of early Nintendo 64.
Blocky,
like,
choppy.
It is borderline unplayable. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? I can't even tell what's going on. And then Twisted Metal 2, I remember playing with a little bit, and it was fine. But then once you get into 3, because 3 was the one that had the Rob Zombie music.
Yeah, and I remember that. And it had, like, it brought in a character, Mr. I think that was one where Mr. Zombie can't actually. They had a Mr. Zombie character.
Yeah, I know 4 had it,
because
you could play as Zombie.
I know, 4 had it. Maybe 3. I had a list, but I forgot to bring it. Of all pretty much characters from every game, and I know there was a Mr. Zombie at some point. It was called Mr. Zombie, but it was him in a drag car representing Dragula.
Yeah, it was. And I remember playing. Like honestly, like I have Rob Zombie music on my iPhone right now.
No, me too.
And it's the stuff I listened to growing up. And the whole reason I discovered
Edge.
And Edge from pro wrestling. But the whole reason I originally discovered Rob Zombie was from these games. And it's 3, 4 that stick out to me. But yeah, all 4 of them, like, well, number 1, I don't really get anymore. But like, so if you've never played Twisted Metal, the basic premise of it is Fight Club with cars. That's the most basic premise.
Yeah, just a battle royale.
Basically,
weapons
basically
everywhere.
Like, I don't know if there were more car, like, I think car combat is considered a genre now in games, but I can't think of any outside of like a couple crappy, like the WWF one that they released.
I sat down and watched, I started watching this like 45 minute retrospective on Twisted of Metal that I realized, man, this is going way more in depth than I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there was some games like on the like NES or something, and like, or really early on, like car battle or something, and it was like very basic though, like you're okay. running into each other. It wasn't like to this extent.
Yeah, like to me this is like the definitive title of the genre, obviously. And like I love the, like, it was such a basic concept. They were just like, okay, well, let's just take a bunch of cool characters and give them cool cars and outfit them with guns and drop them into cities or arenas or whatever, and literally it's like a demolition derby but with guns and missiles and stuff, and the last one standing wins.
Yeah.
And like, and if I'm not mistaken, because I never really followed the story of the games, I just wanted to play them.
Like, I know there were tournaments.
Yeah,
they were trying to win to get to meet it was Calypso.
Calypso organized the tournament. And yeah. the winner of this, which basically was the last survivor of the tournament. It's
supposed to be you essentially at the end of the game.
Right. Got a wish. And yeah. you could ask any wish you want, and he would grant it. And
what I don't remember, because I haven't played this game in years. I heard, like, there's supposed to be a different ending per character.
Yeah, well, probably, because like, they each make their wish. Right? Yeah. So then, like, and some of the characters, like, I mean, they rotated characters in and out, and I'm not even going to attempt to sit here and remember all the characters, but there's the more memorable ones, like there is in every game. And I think the most more memorable character in Twisted Metal by a mile is Sweet Tooth.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, Mr. Grimm.
Mr. Grimm.
He was in every... I know he was in all four.
And that's where I was going to go with that. Like, yeah. So Sweet Tooth... Like, I mean, if you've never played Twisted Metal, if you know anything about PlayStation...
He's on the cover.
You've seen Sweet Tooth. He's that ice cream truck with the flaming clown face that's got the evil teeth and shit like that. I don't... His actual name is something else.
I can't remember. Who cares? So it's an N, that's all I remember.
Yeah, he's Sweet Tooth.
Yeah.
And then there's a few more that are like regulars. And yeah, Mr. Grimm is the one that stands out to me, who's literally the Grim Reaper.
Yep.
And he's got like a motorcycle type thing.
I watched a video. It's just to show all the characters for every game. I only watched up to four, up to the end of four, and just Mr. Grimm changing every time. He just started out as this cloak, dark figure in the first one. Kind of got a little more light on him in the second. Then he's just a full on like Grim Reaper come three and four.
Yeah. And I fucking love him. I love him.
So good.
So, cause one of the things they do in these games is it's almost like they combined a fighting game with like a kart racer, and like all the characters like have the basic machine gun. Like it's just a boring, you know, like just like a da-da-da-da, and it overheats if you use it too much and doesn't do a ton of damage, but everybody has it. But like to me, like where there's two big things. One is each character handles differently, because some of them are bigger and slower, but they can take more damage, and some of them are smaller and faster, but their armor is like not like that's I've always like, preferred.
There was the motorbike guy. In every single one, there's a motorbike guy.
Right.
And he, like, again, the fastest, we can make quick turns, everything. But you're going to die the fastest.
Yeah, I've always loved Mr. Grimm, and he's usually on a motorcycle.
That's Mr. Grimm. Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
I was going to say, I think it's him.
Yeah.
And his armor is non-existent, but he's really hard to hit, fast. And you're fucking flying around those maps.
How small you are compared to everybody else, so it's really hard. I know there's the tank guy, I can't remember his name, but if you got him... Easy to shoot because big giant tank versus Mr. Grimm on the bike, tiny little dude.
And like,
and then there was a micro car in one of them, in three or four.
Yeah.
And like, again, there was impossible, like were really hard to shoot.
Axel was literally the dude between the two giant tires on it. Looks like a fucking, what are those things called? Is it a Segway, but not like with the handles? Just like, you know, the base
of the Segway with the wheels up with those on the two side wheels. Of it, and he's holding on to like two wheels almost.
But it's like two monster truck wheels, and he holds on to them. So like to me, I always looked at it as like the more skilled you, maybe not, I'm going to look at it this way because I played as Mr. Grimm. The more skilled you are, the better off you are with one of the small, fast guys with no armor. Because like if you're new to the game and you're not that good, take a big, slow guy that can take a pounding. Because he's not going to be as hard to control because he's slow, and you can take a lot more damage. But once you get a feel for the game and you get to know some of the special moves, which we'll get into in a second, and stuff like that, those small fast guys, dude, like there was a time where I couldn't get a girl to look at me to save my life, but I will fuck you up on Twisted Metal as long as I get my hands on Mr. Grimm because he's too hard to hit.
Yeah, I always prefer like there was the one, I think there was a Viper guy. It started out like a blue sports car. I always really enjoyed him, and I can't remember what his character was called, but I always use those ones. Like they're faster, but they're they're not big, so you get to move. You move quickly and shoot and everything.
Right.
I was kind of like the middle of the range vehicle because the slow ones, the big ones, are just too slow.
Right. And the, and that's just like, I really, really like the fact that like even as far back as the first one, they did a good job of making the different cars handle different.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
So.
Like they're a whole different game depending on who you handle. And then the second thing they did to spice up the variety of each character. And I honestly don't even remember most of the wishes, but they do give each character their own story. Like each character is participating in the Twisted Metal tournaments for a reason because they have a wish they need granted.
Yeah, I think that was the main plot of like the first two or three, and then they, I know four has a different plot because you get to play as Calypso in that one.
Yeah, and I was gonna bring that up. What I fucking and I didn't understand. Okay, so I remember playing Twisted Metal 3 like crazy, and then Twisted Metal 4 came out, and we bought it, and then we played that one like crazy, and I knew nothing about Twisted Metal 1 and 2. The internet was still in like its infancy.
Oh,
I wasn't looking up how to you know what the storylines were.
Most you were getting like a game manual,
right? You were getting those old game FAQs or whatever with like
print for an hour. Your mom's gonna hit you because you cleared in a cartridge.
Yeah, that's it. Twisted Metal 4 explained that Sweet Tooth actually took over the Twisted Metal tournament. So Twisted Metal 1, if I'm not mistaken, happened in LA, and it was like a tournament in LA. And then Twisted Metal 2 is a year after Twisted Metal 1.
And it's a world. That one's a worldwide.
And that
tournament.
Was a worldwide one because Calypso's like, well, we destroyed LA. Where are we gonna have this tournament
and
now?
Like, there's like a Paris one. There's a London.
I think Hong Kong.
There's Hong Kong. There's New York. It goes all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I don't really remember what the storyline is for Twisted Metal 3, probably just more of the same.
I think it's a, kind of the same thing,
same
just
old.
Updates to everything.
And then Twisted Metal 4, Sweet Tooth takes over. So I believe the storyline of Twisted Metal 4 is that Sweet Tooth won Twisted Metal 3's tournament and then ended up taking over the Twisted Metal tournament. And that's why in Twisted Metal 4, you can actually play as Calypso, who drives like a giant truck with like a nuke on it.
I don't know if the ending was it, but I think the story was his wish was to... that Twisted Metal was his.
Yeah, and
I
think...
Something to that sort.
And I actually really think that's cool. I've always... And I've talked about this on this podcast before, and I think of, like... not to compare the storyline in Twisted Metal to the storyline in Chrono Trigger or Mario RPG.
Yeah.
But I have always adored games where you get to play as the villain. Like, I've always thought that was cool. Like, in Super Mario RPG, you get to play as Bowser.
Yeah.
And in Chrono Trigger, I guess, spoilers... for a fucking 25-year-old game, you can recruit like the original villain of the game to be a member of your party.
Yeah.
And in this one, I was like, I remember getting my hands on 4 and I was like, holy shit, I can play as the sick dude that runs this tournament. And his whole reason of entering the tournament
is to get his tournament
back. And I was like, that is really fucking cool. And then I tried playing him and I was like, oh, he sucks. I got to go back to Mr. Grimm. He's too big and slow.
Yeah. I always like playing a Sweet Tooth because it's just fun to go around with a demonic ice cream truck. Just shooting people, and it's just like
Sweet Tooth is iconic. And like I'm looking at the box art for these games right now, and the covers of Twisted Metal 3 and 4 are Sweet Tooth's face, and so is Twisted Metal Black. It's also his
and
fucking
I think
weird
one
smiley
was
face.
Just his face.
It probably was like it's
think,
that iconic
I think,
face.
I think he was the iconic logo for this franchise. Like he was the
If you're hearing this, you're probably a gamer. And for our kind, nothing is as precious and valuable as our save files. Have you ever experienced the loss of a save file? It's soul-crushing. Dozens, maybe hundreds of hours of work gone like that. But at the end of the day, it's a video game. It matters, but kinda, you know? That exact scenario, but with a work project, an essay for school, data for your business, that's no joke. That can be really serious. You need a safety net. And I got you, fam, with my partners over at CrashPlan. Visit CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has been protecting people's data since 2001. And a couple years ago, they set out on their own with one mission, to provide the best damn cloud backup solution on the market. CrashPlan runs quietly in the background of your computer or Mac, and every 15 minutes on the clock, they create a new backup of every file that's changed in that time. So if something goes wrong, God forbid, you don't lose hours, lose days, lose weeks of work. Just log into your account and you can download your most recent backup from the secure cloud servers. And there's not just one backup. There's a laundry list of them. You can pick and choose which one you want. It's like the ultimate undo button. If you work on a computer in any capacity, CrashPlan is a must-have. And if you're thinking, that's for big businesses, I'm just Joe Schmo. CrashPlan protects Joe Schmo. They offer a ton of plans and tiers. So there's a CrashPlan for everyone, from small one-person businesses like me to you fancy businesses and offices with staff and free donuts and all that stuff. Time is money. Why wouldn't you protect your work? Spreadsheets, diagrams, videos, art, podcasts. Crash Plan has you covered. Don't let data disasters slow you down. Crash Plan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of Crash Plan. That's crashplan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year. Back up better with Crash Plan.
Yeah.
So these games are rad, okay? And then, like, and all we've done so far is basically talk about how you pick a character, and all the characters have something to them. They all just have their basic guns. And then I don't know if Twisted Metal 1 and 2 had this, but I do not for the life of me remember the combinations. But I do remember Twisted Metal 3 and Twisted Metal 4, there was like certain button inputs you could do, and they would do things like a high jump or like a shoot behind you or like a freeze gun.
I know I mean, 3 and 4 were the games I played the most. I know those were, and then just its abilities to do stuff was kind of, I doubt it's in one.
No, probably just, not. Yeah. But I'll tell you, like, I remember playing it again with my pals, and we played so much, and like, I got all those combinations down to like, I could do that in my sleep.
Oh.
And I would get so good at like sneaking up on someone, hit him with the freeze gun, and then just teeing off on them before they could move. Right. Like,
yeah. Oh yeah.
It was such a whole, like, and I loved, like, and I normally bitch on this podcast about games where you have to put in these stupid button combinations. Like, I hate fighting games where you have to put in like up, down, left, right, BA to like do a fucking move, or wrestling games that are like that. Like, I've always hated that, but for some reason it worked in the Twisted Metal games. And
well,
it just clicked with me.
It was just due to like the mass craziness, and you had like, if it was just a jump button, I don't like, or just to launch yourself or something, or to just another button to fire behind, I don't think it would have been as cool. It wouldn't have made it as fun. I think having to hit that just because you're running from guy, it's like, oh crap, and you have to know that combination to get that guy off of you.
Yeah.
I think that's where having that kind of button combination makes sense.
Yeah. It's funny because I think if they designed these games today, because like I was gonna say, like in today's world, every controller has dual triggers that they could use to do that stuff. But the PS1 had dual triggers, so I think if they probably designed it today, they would probably make it more along the lines of like, okay, well, if you hold R2 and then hit shoot, it'll be your freeze gun. If you just hit shoot, it'll be your pistol.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like back then, but for some reason, these little combinations worked. And then you could also pick up different weapons
like
around
the rockets,
maps and stuff like that.
There's rockets, there are mortars, missiles, everything.
And some of those levels, and I think this is where some people were complaining, particularly about 3, based on the reviews I was reading, is 3 got really bright, and they felt like some of the levels were kind of just generic and crappy. But I love them. Dude, ripping around to that Rob Zombie music, and especially when you, and like these levels, they weren't, like this isn't Mario Kart battle mode from the Super Nintendo, like nowhere to go. Like these levels,
yeah,
some
and
of
this,
them.
This is like just a jacked up on steroids version of that. Really,
it was,
yeah.
But like you could like literally get into, I remember being into, like you'd find like elevators that you could fucking pull into that would pull you up to the top of like a skyscraper.
Oh yeah.
And then you could rip along the top of the skyscraper where there were a whole bunch of good weapons.
Oh yeah.
And then come back down and ambush somebody.
There's
right?
just, like, there's hidden everything in that where like there's like hidden undergrounds, there's hidden everywhere. Like,
yeah.
And there'd be the best, if you could find it, the best, you can get the best weapons out of it. And it was,
it added a lot so to good. The exploration really, I think the games would not have been nearly as replayable without all that exploration. Like, it's cool that they took the time to put these giant worlds in where you could actually go looking for stuff.
Oh, for sure. And like, I don't think I ever played it more than two player myself personally. Cause
no, I didn't either.
I never owned a multi-tap. I don't know if I knew anybody when I was young, at least just on the PlayStation 1 generation that owned a multi-tap.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I never really, cause I'm pretty sure you could play up to 4.
Yeah, you probably, yeah.
I'm pretty sure, don't quote me on that, but...
But one and, honestly, like, 1 and 2 player worked perfect for it. And they
oh,
did a good
so.
Job. Like, there was never any... I mean, maybe there was, and I don't remember. I'll be honest, like, these games, to me, with the exception maybe of Black, which we'll get in... We'll do another one on. I have no urge to go back and play these because I have fond memories of them. I remember having a fucking blast ripping around to, like, Rob Zombie... And I would hate to play them now and be like, well, these suck.
It's the PlayStation. It's that generation of games, though. I hear you say on the show, don't hold up real well unless it's something like a Final Fantasy or something that's more a story-based game.
Yeah.
They don't hold up because, especially with like a Twisted Metal series, which has gone on to create Black. There's another one. And then I know they did Twisted Metal on PS3. It was just called Twisted Metal, but it's the next one.
Yeah.
I know they've done that, and I know they've improved them significantly in the style and play of the game. So, I don't know if I'd want to go back this far. Like, maybe I go back and play Black again, but...
Yeah. It really frustrates me. Like, I'm just flipping through this rankings list here right now. And, yeah, like, I don't think a PlayStation or a Twisted Metal game has come out since 2012.
No, Twisted Metal was the last one.
And, like, where the fuck is the series? The series is good.
I don't... And especially now with PlayStation 4, with the graphic quality, everything.
Dude, a current Twisted Metal that you could play online would be fucking awesome.
I could see it in them now because they're in the development for the PlayStation 5 now. I could see if they wanted to start developing a game at this point, they'd wait. I think they would wait for PlayStation 5 because I think the next time we get it, it's going to involve some kind of VR.
Sure.
Because that game, and no more, I've played a little bit of the VR, and it's not really for me at this point because not that expansive to me. But I think this game could lend to a VR being you put that on, you're in Sweet Tooth Ice Cream Truck, or you're on Mr. Grimm's Cycle and you're going.
Right.
I think it could lend to the VR.
Yeah, that'd be intense. I would love to see like a super like Resident Evil 7, and I've only ever played the demo of Resident Evil 7, but I really feel like Capcom was like, hey, you know what, with these current systems and what they're capable of, we can do horror, and we can do horror fucking well. And Resident Evil 7 is terrifying.
Yeah.
Sort of like the Outlast games. And I'm like, dude, Twisted Metal's supposed to be creepy. I think that they, depending on the level and who you're playing as, they go from moderately creepy to very, like, I found Twisted Metal Black fucking creepy. But the early ones I just found more cool.
Well, they were more just like
attitude and fun.
Yeah, they were like
that late 90s.
The late 90s, like, wrestling attitude.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry to pull everything to wrestling, but it's that wrestling, like, rebel attitude.
Yeah, but, like, I'm telling you, like, a current gen Twisted Metal game that's dark and evil. And, like, I think they could do a Battle Royal Twisted Metal game.
Oh, easy.
If they're doing Battle Royals of everything else.
Fortnite,
like,
PUBG, all right? This shit.
It's Why not one of those games with Twisted Metal Battle Royal where you pick a character and drop into a world?
I've never played Fortnite once in my life. I've never played PUBG, but I would play a Twisted Metal Battle Royal game.
Right?
In a second. You drop 100 people in with weapons and these awesome cars, you're going to have a blast.
I think that'd be fucking awesome. Like, I know some people listen to this like, yeah, that is a good idea. Yeah, it is a fucking good idea. So let's send a letter to... I don't even know who owns Twisted. It looks like a whole bunch of different people have developed Twisted Metal games.
Yeah, I think it's studios over the years.
Maybe one of us just needs to enter the Twisted Metal tournament, win, and then our wish could be that we want a Battle Royal Twisted Metal game. Maybe that's all we have to do.
Well, that would be how to play it now. It's Battle Royals are fun. This is essentially a Battle Royal game.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, dude, like, I vividly remember playing, like, the campaign, because you could play it, like, one-on-one, but the campaign was the fun part.
Yeah, because you go through the levels.
And each level, I think they added a couple more of the, like, because, like, you could kill a character and blow them up, but they'd be back in the next level, because there's only so many characters.
Oh, yeah.
But they would just keep adding more and more. And, dude, I remember, like, playing and specifically being like, I'm going to hunt down Calypso first, and or whoever, and be like, I gotta fucking get rid of that guy first.
Yeah,
because
there were certain characters you knew were very strong characters in those games.
Yeah,
especially for the smaller, faster ones, you want to get them out. And then if you're like, especially with you saying you play Mr. Grimm,
yeah,
how good you were, you could take down a tank no problem later on because they're so slow. You can get around them, shoot them, and destroy them really fast.
Yeah, yeah.
But you want to take on the fast guys, the RC cars, the Viper, all that other stuff. Yeah, you want to take them down first.
And I remember I remember working together like with my friends so that we, you know, instead of trying to fuck each other up, we'd be like, let's go tag team. Like one of us freeze the guy, then the other one tee off on him with like a rocket or fucking whatever, you know, what have you. Dude, I'll be honest. This game or these games, like, most of the time when we talk about games on this show, I try to replay them a little bit first just to kind of refresh my memory. I have no means to play this one other than I could play the crappy first one on my classic, or I could get around off my ass and hack my classic and then play the other ones.
Yeah, but who wants to hack that classic?
Yeah, well, I kind of do, because then at least it'd be useful instead of just sitting there looking cool. Literally looking at it on my shelf right now.
The three there, it doesn't look cool.
No, it just sucks. But I don't have a huge inclining to go back and play these because I don't want to fucking ruin my memories, man. These games were so, like, I don't even think they would be as cool today, but there was something about they hit the right sauce. Like, so the first one came out in 95, and then 96, and then 98, 99. And for anyone that was around back then, like, especially 98, 99, that was 3-4. That's the ones I played. That's the ones you played. That's the ones most of my friends played, too.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, that fucking attitude-y, we all had to be cool and cutting it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, and these games were. Like, listening to Rob Zombie, where you were... Because, like, that's the type of music we would listen to while we were playing our other video games, because we would just turn the volume down on the TV. So to play a game where that music was actually in the game was was fucking awesome.
Oh, when I haven't replayed this one. I just kind of watch videos for it. But when I go back and I do play, like now that I picked up my PS2 and I have a couple of PlayStation games, I'm very much down the person that puts a movie, like I'll put a video on my laptop by me, or I'll put music on or a podcast and play against. But some of these old ones with some of these really cool soundtracks, you want to play, it's one you want to listen to the entire time.
Yeah.
It's the same with Tony Hawk. That's one you will listen to the whole time.
Yeah, I'm actually slightly concerned about the music for this episode of the podcast.
Rob Zombie.
Because I want to use Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
But when I did the Tony Hawk one, I used the music from Tony Hawk and got black flagged all over the place. And couldn't put it on YouTube.
And the Vice City one got the same thing, didn't it?
Vice City was the same thing. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to sneak Rob Zombie music into this. But if I can't, then maybe we should have said this off the top. But instead of, I'll just turn the volume down for the intro and be like, hey, just download Dragula on your phone and just listen to it, or Super Beast or something for like 30 seconds. I don't know. These games are badass. I don't know why the fuck this series is. I mean,
I don't know if it did well on the PS3, though.
Yeah,
like,
maybe
I've heard,
not.
I've heard not so great things about that game. Again, I don't think I've played since Black, but I've heard that one I know I didn't play.
Right.
But I've heard not so great things about it, and maybe that's why they decided to maybe not continue it.
Maybe.
But they are looking at doing PlayStation's looking they're through the production company doing a Twisted Metal TV show.
Oh.
So that might be why they haven't done any games, because they're looking at the TV. Like
maybe.
I'm praying it's an animated series or a CGI series is what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, yeah. I just want more games. Like. So, like, as we're recording this, I don't know when this episode will actually go live, but we're recording this a day after Sony just did a State of Play where they revealed a whole bunch of footage of Last of Us 2 and got me all wound up because I can't wait for that game. And I've always said, like, the only things that would make me buy a PS4 right now are Last of Us 2 and the Final Fantasy 7 remake. But I'm telling you right now, dude, if they came out tomorrow and they were like, hey, we're making a new Twisted Metal, and I don't see how a Battle Royal mode isn't impossible, and I also, or is impossible, and I also think, like, people, like, Rocket League is one of the biggest games in the world right now, and you look at those car physics, just put those car physics, add guns to them, put it into a Battle Royal, and let us play
it could work.
Twisted
even
Metal
Battle Royal.
Even if it
wasn't 100, even if it was, like, 25 or 50 person, like, because, yes, there's a little more to do when there's a car versus a purse, I guess, one single character.
Sure.
But even if it's 25 or 50, I think that Battle Royale mode would work so well.
Me too. And I just want another Twisted Metal. Just give us Twisted Metal 5. Just call it Twisted Metal 5 and just, be fucking sick. I want another Twisted Metal game.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I would have very much enjoyed that.
I'm ranted out. Are you ranted out?
I'm good.
Okay. So on a scale of 1 to 20 sweet tooths, how many sweet teeth would you give Twisted Metal 1 through 4?
14.
14 sweet teeth. It's the stupidest scale ever.
I like that scale.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to go 15. Honestly, it only gets like 11 or 12 for the quality of the games, and then it gets another 3
memory.
Or 4 because I have just so many fond, like when I think of my PlayStation 1, I think of Tony Hawk, I think of Metal Gear Solid, Final Fantasy 7, and Twisted Metal. Like those are the games that I played so, and maybe Attitude and SmackDown, but so many hours wasted on Twisted Metal. It's so good.
It's not hours wasted. It was hours
you're
with
right.
your friends.
The way you said it. You should see Andre's face. He's like, it's not wasted, you fucking idiot. If you've never played the Twisted Metal games, I don't know if it's worth playing Twisted Metal 1 on the PS Classic because it's a piece of crap. If you can get a chance to play, I mean, play Black if you could play one.
If you're going to play anything, play Black at this point. Like, and I want to talk about that game someday.
Yeah, me too. Go play some Twisted Metal. They're fun games. Thanks for doing this, buddy.
Happy to.
And if you're listening to this and you made it this far, that means I didn't get copyright stricken by the music I put in this episode. So here we go. That's going to do it for this week's episode. Andre, thank you so much for coming over and talking Twisted Metal with me. And to each and every one of you beautiful, beautiful people, thank you for listening to my stupid podcast. I can't believe it. Next week, it's going to be 70 episodes. If you guys are enjoying the show, please tell a friend. Please find us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, at MemberTheGame, or on Facebook.com/RememberTheGame. And shoot me questions, topics, anything you want for our Q&A Patreon exclusive episode that'll be going live on Monday the 28th. You've got about 2 days to get those in as of the day this goes live. I'll be recording it probably on Friday. So I answer every single one. If you don't want your name attached to it, that is completely fine. And if you want to listen to that episode and all of our previous Q&A episodes and all of our previous game review episodes, including the new Link's Awakening remake, consider our Patreon. Please, it's $2. That's all I'm asking for. Patreon.com/RememberTheGame, and you'll win stuff, maybe. Somebody wins stuff every month. I shouldn't guarantee everybody wins stuff. That's a slip of the tongue, but somebody will win stuff. That's going to do it for this week's episode, you guys. Thanks again, and I'll be back on Monday with the next Patreon episode, and I'll be back next Wednesday with episode 70 of this goofy little podcast of mine. Take it easy, you guys. Go play some video games, and I will talk to you again in a few days. Cheers.